Another call for peace. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a just-released video address, is calling for what he termed meaningful peace and security talks with Moscow, saying it's Russia's only chance to limit the damage from its mistakes in the wake of the invasion. As the barrage continues in major cities, including a port city seen as valuable to the Russians.
The town of Mariupol, the situation is quite desperate. That theater that was being used as a bomb shelter took a direct hit from a Russian aircraft. Some sort of munition was dropped directly on it. People were in that bomb shelter at the time. It was clearly marked that women and children were in that facility. The problem now, what we're hearing from local politician Sergei Tartua, is that the rescue crews coming to get the people out of that facility are being fired upon.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. A lengthy video call between President Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping.
The vast majority of the nearly 2 hours was spent with the president outlining the views of the United States and our allies and partners on this crisis, including a detailed overview of efforts to prevent and then respond to the invasion, how we got here, steps we've taken, where we've gone, and why.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden told Xi there would be consequences if China offered aid to Russia during its invasion of Ukraine. The Marine Corps says an incident has occurred involving an Osprey aircraft carrying four crew members while conducting NATO training in Norway, and a search for the crew members led by the Norwegian Rescue Service is underway. The State Department issuing a statement after Syria's President Bashar al-Assad visited the UAE. Spokesman Ned Price writing, it's profoundly disappointed and troubled by this apparent attempt to legitimize Assad, and saying we urge states considering engagement with the Assad regime to weigh carefully the horrific atrocities by that regime. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A former law enforcement officer in Arkansas is found guilty of shooting and killing a teenager at a traffic stop.
An Arkansas jury now says a former sheriff's deputy, Michael Davis, is guilty of negligent homicide for the shooting of a 17-year-old boy inside a car. It happened in Cabot, outside Little Rock. Davis had said the teen wasn't complying with his lawful orders to show hands and that he reached for something. That's when Davis fired at him. The teen was found to have no firearms at all, only a bottle of antifreeze. Davis is facing 10 years in prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Ohio's top elections officials pausing some preparations for the May 3rd primary over a court ruling that invalidates a set of Republican-drawn legislative maps, finding that they were gerrymanders, as politicians on both sides of the aisle and interest groups call for the primary to be delayed. American Airlines had to begin selling alcohol on flights again.
The carrier was one of the last holdouts and will start selling alcoholic beverages on many domestic flights next month, a plan it put off last year in an effort to tamp down on unruly passenger behavior. Airlines suspended food and beverage service during the pandemic and have taken different approaches to bring back alcohol sales in coach sections. Flight attendants and federal aviation officials say that mass-related disputes and alcohol have both played a role in the rise in onboard incidents since last year. American will resume selling beer, wine, and spirits on domestic flights over 250 miles on April the 18th, just as a federal mandate requiring masks on flights and in airports is slated to expire.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Sales of previously occupied homes in the U.S. fell in February as competition for a near-record low number of properties on the market drove prices higher, and rising mortgage rates kept would-be buyers on the sidelines. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.